maybe you're perfect. I guess the good Lord heard it.
News. I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in Maryland issuing a nationwide injunction on President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. More from ABC's Selena Wang.
She writes, quote, "The denial of the precious right to citizenship will cause irreparable harm. It has been said that the right to U.S. citizenship is a right no less precious than life or liberty. If the court does not enjoin enforcement of the executive order, children subject to the order will be denied the rights and benefits of U.S. citizenship, and their parents will face instability."
The White House says President Trump plans to sign a new executive order today banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. Protests outside state capitals across the country over funding lockouts of key government agencies, including USAID and Head Start programs in preschools, which could impact nearly 20,000 children across 24 states. And a major ice and snowstorm sweeping across the Midwest and targeting the East Coast later today into tomorrow. This is ABC News. President Trump will attend the Sunday's Super Bowl in New Orleans. Security in the city is tight ahead of the big game in the Big Easy.
The Big Easy is trying to maintain the laid-back vibe that attracts visitors from around the world, while ensuring that another New Year-style attack is not carried out on Super Bowl Sunday.
This is going to be the safest city in America.
Eric DeLon of the Department of Homeland Security is the lead federal coordinator for the Super Bowl.
We will have more federal law enforcement, more state and local law enforcement, probably than any other Super Bowl ever played.
Over 200 Louisiana state troopers have been sent to New Orleans. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new study reveals there may be some benefits in being a morning person. Research by UK scientists show people tend to feel mentally strongest early in the day, with people reporting fewer symptoms of depression and an increased sense of self-worth in the AM. Having a regular morning routine like exercise or meditation could help extend the sense of well-being during the day. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Wisconsin sheriffs who refuse to verify immigration status of people jailed for felony charges could lose a portion of their state shared revenue under a bill that was introduced Tuesday by Republican legislators. Representative Jim Pivovarczyk of Hubertus is a former law enforcement officer. He says he has three children who are now driving.
It terrifies me to know that my kids are out there with these criminal immigrants. We saw an incident just last week in Dodge County where an illegal immigrant stole a vehicle, allegedly was intoxicated, plowed into a family of five. There was one fatality in that accident.
Lawmakers stressed the bill would only apply to serious felony offenders. Governor Tony Evers has already indicated he'll veto any such legislation. Governor Evers announced new plans to combat PFAS and expand access to safe drinking water.
The Democratic governor says his budget proposal will include more than $145 million to address PFAS contamination across the state, including creating a community grant program to help municipalities eliminate PFAS from drinking water. The funds would also help private well owners sample and test their private wells through a new grant program. Evers also announced he is approving a new rulemaking effort to strengthen PFAS standards statewide. Evers' plans also include several new efforts to address childhood lead poisoning and ensure clean drinking water for all. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Milwaukee Brewers will conduct a test run of new facial recognition technology at two of the gates at American Family Field this coming baseball season. The scanning cameras will be at the home plate and third base entrances. The team hopes the innovation shortens waits for fans entering the stadium. Fans who choose to use facial recognition will need to load a selfie into the MLB Ballpark app on their phones. Those who choose not to will still be able to scan tickets downloaded on their phones.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warmer and becoming cloudy today, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
On 2025, the trade show floor is open. People are streaming by, and there's a buzz about all-time high cattle prices, trade issues, beef quality, the new administration. We're talking government affairs, meat exports, and animal health this morning on AgriTalk.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, at NCBA via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we will talk with Mary Thomas Hart, the counsel at NCBA, and Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We'll meet Dr. Paige Pratt from Neogen right after the news with Michelle Rook. We'll talk with Margie. And from The Scoop, I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Big Apple Joe, thank you, buddy. Hey, good to see you face to face.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, you hesitated. I heard the hesitation.
No, it is good to see you face to face. I was trying to remember the last time it was, and it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
If you don't count last night when we went to dinner.
Right. And here we are in San Antonio at CattleCon 2025, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention down here in San Antonio. And we are looking forward to bringing you coverage. A big thank you to Neogen for making our coverage from CattleCon possible here this morning. We are going to have a conversation with Mary Thomas Hart from NCBA. We've got Dan Hallstrom coming by here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about what's going on with the beef export, pork export, meat export in general. And then we're going to talk animal health with Dr. Paige Pratt from Neogen. Michelle Rook.
Oh,
it is good to see you as well.
In person. Yes.
Look at us. We're all sitting here at the same table, face to face.
Yeah, like old school, right?
Yeah, it is. Joe, just keep us on the air, buddy. Just make sure that the power stays on, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right. Very good. There's a lot of ground that we need to cover today. Let's go ahead and get started. Michelle, what do you got the news?
Well, In addition to record cattle prices, which everybody wants to talk about, we've been talking so much about tariffs, and it continues here. China's accused the U.S. of ignoring its cooperation on combating fentanyl after President Donald Trump imposed a 10% tariff on Beijing over the flow of illegal drugs. Now, the tariffs, which took effect on Tuesday, reignited a trade war between the two largest economies. In response, China imposed its own levies and launched an antitrust probe into Google. Now, China's retaliatory tariffs are significantly smaller in scale compared to the broad U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. While China's targeting $14 billion in U.S. imports, the U.S. has imposed tariffs on $525 billion worth of Chinese exports. And experts suggest this is a strategic move by Xi Jinping to demonstrate strength while keeping room open for negotiations with President Trump.
Yeah, there was speculation that a phone call was going to happen yesterday between Trump and Xi. Did not happen at this point. Navarro was all over saying, listen, they're going to have a conversation and this is going to be over before we know it. But we're still waiting for that. For those two to get together.
The markets are trading like we're going to get a deal with China. Do you think we are?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the momentum is definitely in that direction. I think that's where we will end up.
That sounds good. No. Meanwhile, President Trump has renewed his criticism of the European Union, accusing it of exploiting the U.S. on trade, particularly on autos and agriculture. And of course, he's threatened tariffs there. Meanwhile, Brussels is seeking to avert a trade war via negotiation. The bloc's still preparing a strategic response, including potential countermeasuring targets, targeting potentially sensitive U.S. industries, while also seeking common ground on trade, energy, and China policy. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve officials have warned that implementing a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexican goods in 30 days, as proposed but delayed by the Trump administration, could drive inflation higher, which could ultimately delay rate cuts.
You know what? It's everybody in the pool. It's Canada. It's Mexico. It's the EU. It's China.
It might be the BRICS they're even talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's clearly an effort to correct what the Trump administration sees as some trade wrongs as early as possible, in the administration, because the sooner you can get it done, the sooner the economy might be feeling some impact, the better the odds of holding those midterm elections. That's got to be the strategy here.
Yeah, and tariffs can be inflationary, so they want to just rip the Band-Aid and go fast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry has lodged complaints with the U.S. over irresponsible remarks regarding the Panama Canal and attacks on its cooperation with Panama over the waterway. A ministry spokesperson said, quote, currently the cooperation between China and Panama under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative is proceeding normally. Meanwhile, Panama is considering canceling a contract with Hong Kong-based Hutchison Ports PPC, which operates two ports near the Panama Canal, in response to pressure from President Trump over China's influence in the region. The potential move follows U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's visit, during which Panama announced plans to withdraw from China's Belt and Road Initiative. Beef packer margins are deep in the red at well over $100 per head. As a result, packers have slashed production with weekly estimated slaughter under 600,000 head. Highly negative packer margins reduce slaughter runs and the availability of fresh contracted supplies may end the 11-week run of historic cash cattle prices. Farmers retained their optimistic post-election outlook at the start of the new year as the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose 5 points to a reading of 141. That was 35 points above the January 2024 reading.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with Michael Langemeyer from Purdue yesterday about that. Davis had that conversation. Awesome. Really good. Michelle, thank you so much. All right, let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, Chip. I mean, somebody's got to be virtual. We all can't be in one room at the same time.
Well, we could be, but you'd have to come along for that, you know? CattleCon.
So. I'm just chained to my keyboard, still typing away, still making stories.
I hear you. Let's hear about the Scoop's product of the year.
Yes, so this is an annual contest that we have, and it's a Reader's Choice contest, really trying to highlight what have been those major new products for the ag retail market? So we just wrapped up voting at the end of December, but we're very proud to announce the winner and the runner-up of the 2024 New Product of the Year contest. The winner is Awaken Flow Boost from Loveland Products. Now, Chip, this fits in a category that we have talked about before, which is the at plant seed box treatment category. So that last, before you run the planter across the field, the last chance you have to add something to boost yield. And we've seen a number of entrants in this category. Flow Boost specifically aims to improve seed singulation and flowability. They also include in that a micronutrient package. So really trying to give plants that early boost for even emergence and strong early season growth. The runner up in the contest was Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. So this is a startup that's taking a technology actually out of academic research and commercializing it and looking to bring maybe one of the first major introductions for phosphate in more than 60 years. And we know that farmers are always looking to be efficient with that phosphate because of its overall price and necessity in early season growth.
Outstanding, Margie. Good stuff. Couple of good winners there for us. Margie, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yep. Our readers chose winners. Thanks all.
You bet. Margie Echelkamp, editor of The Scoop. We are live at CattleCon in San Antonio. Big thank you to Neogen. We're talking with the NCBA next.
Progressive cattle producers, are you ready to uncover your herd's potential? Genomic testing with Igenity Beef from Neogen uses DNA to rank the genetic merit of animals for 17 key maternal performance and carcass traits, plus parentage. With Igenity Beef, you can rank and select replacements, pair with Igenity BCHF to uplift heart health, and much more. Leverage Igenity Beef to boost herd health and performance. Contact your Neogen representative or visit neogen.com/igenity-beef today.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The National Pork Board cares about your farm legacy. New grant opportunities are available to help you steward your land and your future. Are you interested in boosting conservation on your farm to shore up your land and legacy for future generations? Let the National Pork Board help with technical and financial assistance to implement some impactful conservation practices. Get started today. Simply request your Pork Cares Farm Impact Report to explore funding support for these practices. Get started today at porkcares.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome. We are live in San Antonio at CattleCon, the 25th the NCBA convention. Big thank you to Neogen for making our coverage possible this morning. With that in mind, let's go ahead and make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Dr. Paige Pratt, Beef Genomics Specialist at Neogen. Paige, it's good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Chip?
Very good. Let's talk about the cattle, the benefit for cattle producers in using the genomic testing. This is absolutely fascinating to me, what we can now learn about the animals in our herd. Let's talk about it.
Yes, sir. So we have a commercial test that allows us to be able to understand the genomic potential of cattle, whether it be a replacement heifer, a commercial bull, or even a feeder steer, to be able to understand where they lie in terms of multiple traits, whether it be calving ease, growth, stability, carcass traits. We're able to be able to utilize these tools to apply pressure to the traits that are most important to our operation, our ability to make profitability. We can really change our cow herd quickly, not only selecting better bulls, but now being able to select better replacement heifers or be able to market commercial bulls to folks with more genetic information.
Quickly.
Yes,
sir. You use the word quickly in describing making decisions in the cattle industry, which is something brand new to this industry, but you can make, based on the genomic analysis, you can make the decisions that really are important to the future and the survivability of your herd.
You can know at birth. You can send in a DNA sample or any time during that animal's life, and you can find out, is she going to stay in the herd? And, you know, Chip, the most important piece, the profitability in a cow herd, is their ability to have longevity.
Yep.
And so our tool allows you to be able to find that baby calf that's a heifer that's going to be able to make it to hopefully 6+ years of age, be able to make you money and get you some profit, but not sacrifice other traits alongside that will make them a better feeder calf.
Okay. What's the name of the service, the program again through Neogen?
It's called Igenity Beef.
Okay.
And it's a tool that will give them a 1 to 10 score on 17 different traits, as well as 3 indexes, parentage, and be able to apply a custom index to be able to select exactly how much pressure you want on each of the traits that matter to you.
Outstanding, Paige. Very good. That is Dr. Paige Pratt with Neogen. To learn more, contact your Neogen representative or visit Neogen.com/Igenity-beef today. We'll talk more later. Okay, Paige?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's bring in Mary Thomas Hart. Mary Thomas Hart is the chief counsel at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She joins us right now. Mary, it's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right. So let's just talk about your priority list. First and foremost, what's on it?
You know, I think we can break it down pretty simply. Simple is not always easy, but, you know, I think when after the election in November, we as a team kind of sat down at the NCBA DC office and broke out all of the things that we want to protect, the good things that happened in the last 4 years, and then things that we want to pull back. So, you know, in my universe, a lot of that is related to voluntary conservation programs. You know, we know a lot of farmers have gotten the value of some additional access to voluntary conservation programs in the last 4 years. We want to make sure that those protections stay in place, that producers have those resources. But, you know, then in the regulatory space, we've either seen some rescission of Trump era administration regulations or rules, and then really just a slow federal bureaucracy and creating some more expediency and how those either products are approved or moving things through the administrative pipeline. I hope that in the next 4 years, we can get a bit more expediency in how those kind of things go through the process.
Yeah, some of the conservation programs, there's some questions about the funding for those programs. Is there a status update on that?
You know, I think that the Trump administration pretty quickly realized when they issued a guidance last week related to kind of pausing all federal grants and loans that there were going to be a lot of impacts out in rural America. And before the end of the day, we saw a clarifying memo from the Office of Management and Budget pretty explicitly calling out farmers and agriculture as, you know, shareholders or stakeholders that should not be impacted by that OPM or OMB guidance. I think that Trump understands that rural America and the agricultural community believe in what he's doing. I think in that sense, he sees value in protecting farmers. And really, if you look at the agriculture, the amount of money in the federal government that goes to agriculture, it is such a small percentage.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're focused on, you know, cutting the federal budget, we're certainly not the place to start, right? Yeah. There are a lot of bigger fish to fry. And so we'll continue to carry that message to the Trump administration.
Yeah, not going to fix our spending problems by cutting
conservation programs.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great point. What do you make of the new EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin?
Really excited to get to know him, to get to work with his new team. The team and the office have been incredibly receptive to NCBA and agriculture generally. I think that they're excited to work with us for the next 4 years. One of the, I would say, positive outcomes from the Biden administration at EPA was the creation of the Office of Ag and Rural Affairs.
Okay.
And from the jump, we told the transition team that we like that office. We like the staff in that office. We've worked really well with that team. And that team has been critical in helping us kind of bridge gaps between program offices that we maybe don't have connections with traditionally. And so we really like having that team. And I think between the Office of Ag and Rural Affairs and the new political staff on at EPA, it's going to be a really promising 4 years, not only in rolling back some of the Biden era regulations, kind of clarifying some Biden era rules, but also, like I said earlier, kind of pushing things through the process in a quicker fashion so that those technologies can get on the ground to producers where they need to be.
Yeah. WOTUS is going to be a topic of conversation again, isn't it?
No doubt. Yeah. You know, I think we all were really optimistic that in 2023, after the Sackett decision from the Supreme Court, a unanimous Supreme Court decision, that we would be able to put WOTUS to bed. The EPA issued a rule that, you know, complied with that Supreme Court holding. We were happy with that rule. I think we still are happy with that rule, right? But then the Biden administration, the Biden EPA, put out some internal guidance just that went out to staff that stakeholders don't have their hands on, but told staff to interpret that rule in a pretty aggressive way. And so rolling back some of that internal guidance, rolling back some of those internal memos is certainly high on our priority list for EPA, making sure that EPA staff on the ground are acting in a way that actually follows the intent of the Supreme Court. And I think we'll be able to get there without a lot of additional rulemaking. I'm really optimistic about that. We certainly have no shortage of issues to work on at EPA in the next four years and really don't want to spend all 4 years just working on WOTUS.
Because that has happened before.
Well, I've spent the last 8 years working on WOTUS.
Exactly. Yeah, let's get it done and move on.
Exactly.
Well, and here's another one, ESA, the Endangered Species Act. There's got to be some issues that you're staring down right now.
Well, and ESA is an excellent example of the kind of regulatory or administrative pendulum that swings back and forth depending on who's in office, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the wolf, the grizzly, we've seen these species listed and delisted and listed and delisted back and forth through the court system for years. And so at this point, we kind of look at the administration, and obviously we hope that this administration takes steps to kind of get